You are listening to the Expresso Business Update. Here is the latest news from the world of Indian and international business brought to you by the Indian Express and the Financial Express. Despite recession fears looming globally, the Indian economy grew at 13.5% in Q1 FY23. Some economists believe that at this rate, India is likely to be the fastest growing economy in the current fiscal. However, analysts at Edelweiss Securities expect the global downturn to hamper India's growth as well. The brokerage in its report said domestic slowdown looms as macro vulnerability risks give way to demand profitability concerns. Faltering exports, credit capex growth stalling, organized businesses seeing a bigger hit than MSMEs could also slow down the pace of growth. As RBI is forced to tighten monetary policy in an incomplete recovery, analysts expect the repo rate to peak under 6%, which may dampen growth. The brokerage and research firm estimated India's FY23 GDP growth at 6.4%. Liquidity, demand and prices, which are the typical props of credit creation, are turning adverse, according to analysts. Amid this, the capex outlook is not looking positive either. The uptick in order books could slow down going forward. Moving on, India's CPI inflation may have firmed up in August against July, as food price rise may offset easing input price pressures from petroleum products and gold. Deutsche Bank estimates that India's consumer price index firmed to 6.9% in last year month, while core inflation likely stood at 6%. India will release consumer price index inflation data on Monday, 12 September 2022. Analysts at Nirmal Bank see August CPI inflation at 6.75%, largely unchanged from 6.71% in July. According to RBI's assessment, inflation peaked in India at 7.79% in April and is now on a downward track. Deutsche Bank noted that while Brent crude oil prices have recorded a steep decline in recent weeks, the favorable impact will be less reflected in the CPI inflation number as fuel items account for a very small weight. Meanwhile, India is slowly but surely recovering from the effects of the pandemic, and mental health and happiness are on top of everyone's list as per Bank Bazaar's Aspiration Index 2022, which has bounced back to pre-COVID levels, wiping out the impact of COVID on the index. The data this year points to the resurgence of aspirations despite hard inflation following the pandemic. The All India Aspiration Index is now at 87.3, climbing to its highest level since the start of the study in 2018, when it was 87.4. The index is up sharply from 84.4 in 2021 and the all-time low of 79.9 in 2020. The bounce back shows India is well and truly back at the task of chasing its dreams. In a separate development, Commerce and Industry Minister Piyush Goyal has pitched India as the best investment destination, saying the time is just ripe to engage in areas of mutual interests of India and the US. Addressing industry leaders of the US and India here, the minister on Monday said both countries can promote global security, stability and resilient supply chains. He added that India provides best investment opportunity. Inviting US businesses to invest in India, the minister said the time is just ripe for all of us to engage in areas of mutual interest. Foreign direct investment equity inflows into India stood at USD 16.59 billion during April-June this fiscal year as against USD 17.56 billion in the same period last year. In another development, Tycoon Gautam Adani plans to start exporting electricity from a coal-fired plant in eastern India to Bangladesh before the end of the year, helping to alleviate energy shortages in the South Asian nation. Adani Power Limited will commission a 1.6 gigawatt facility in Jharkhand state and a dedicated transmission line for the exports by December 16th, Adani said in a Twitter post late on Monday after meeting Bangladesh's Prime Minister Sheikh Hasina in New Delhi. The project underscores India's push to use infrastructure as part of its diplomatic outreach to neighbours. Adani, Asia's richest person controlling a business empire spanning sports, infrastructure and energy, is also involved in investments in Sri Lanka. Lastly, domestic benchmark indices pared opening gains to end in red amid high volatility. The 30-pack BSE Sensex Index settled 49 points lower at 59,197, while NSE Nifty ended flat at 17,656. Sectorally, the Nifty Private Bank and FMCG indices were worst hit, down 0.5% each, while buying was seen in oil and gas, power and metal stocks. Bharti Airtel, NTPC, Apollo Hospitals, Cipla, SBI Life, RIL were the top gainers, rising over 1% each. On the flip side, Tata Consumer Products, Bajaj Twins, UPL, Britannia, Kotak Bank and M&M were the laggards, down up to 2.4%. In the broader market, the BSE Mid-Cap Index edged 0.5% higher and the BSE Small-Cap Index added 0.01%. You were listening to the Expresso Business Update by the Indian Express and the Financial Express. Ask your digital assistant device to play the latest business news from the Indian Express and stay up to date with the happenings in the finance and business stories.